The first Bible reading is taken from Matthew chapter 3, starting to read at verse 13. Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized by John. But John tried to deter him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" Jesus replied, "Let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness." Then John consented. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Goodbye 2020. Hello 2021.
Happy New Year. It's a new year. What will 2021 bring us? It probably has been a different new year for most. And someone said, you know, will 2021 be better than 2020? It has to. They said the year 2020 was so awful, you had to say it twice, 2020. It's a new year. What's it going to bring? It brings about change. Soon the snow will melt and time will move on. It's a reminder, it's a new year. For some, it's a time to reflect and look back at things that have happened in the past. For others, it's a time to think the excitement of the future, what will happen. And probably particularly this year, it's pretty hard to be excited. So new year brings about change. What will happen? It's very unexpected. We don't even know if schools will be opened or cancelled with lockdown. We don't even know if we're going to have triumph over this virus. Now we hear about a new strain. It's really uncertain. And that frightens many of us. And so I want to give you this morning something that you can hold on to that will never change. Someone that you can trust in, that will get you through, not only 2021. And in this passage, we have a picture of Jesus going into a river, which you might not want to do at this time. But we have a man called John the Baptist, who, even though he's in the New Testament, the last Old Testament prophet, his job was to prepare the way for Jesus. Like we see people gritting the roads, trying to get them right so that people can drive in the snow. His job was to prepare the people by saying, you need to come to God. And then, surprise or surprise, Jesus comes in, who was actually his cousin, who John would have known. And he says to me, he says to Jesus, you the one who should be baptizing me. But Jesus does it to show obedience. And also, it is the anointing, the start of his ministry. Now, when Queen Elizabeth was coronated queen, something that the cameras missed was that she had oil put on her head, marked with the sign of the cross. It's a thing that's been going on since biblical times. When a king starts his reign, he has oil put on his head. There's a ceremony, and they said, this is our king. And this is what happened with Jesus. However, we see something quite different. We see a dove, not a very good dove, descending on Jesus. We don't know what it was, the Holy Spirit like a dove. We hear God's voice saying, "This is my Son." And so what we have here is God anointing his king, Jesus, his son, saying, "This is my king." Instead of oil or something like that, he actually has the Spirit poured on him, which I can't get my head around because Jesus is God, God the Father, God the Holy Spirit. But the point is, the king is ready to change the world. And from this moment on, we'll see that the world changes. And so as you go into a new year, you can know that Jesus, God's King, has changed the world and is with you. The thing is, we're going to have a look and see, can he prove himself? And I'm going to go inside, and we're going to have a break, and we'll carry on with what happens next.
Second reading is taken from Matthew chapter 4, starting to read at verse 1. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After fasting for 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and set him on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." Jesus answered him, "It is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test." Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. "All this I will give you," he said, "if you will bow down and worship me." Jesus said to him, Away from me, you Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Then the devil left him, and angels came and attended him. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Okay, much warmer inside. We're looking at our second part from Matthew 4. Well, I don't know if you've ever played that game. Maybe it's more a boy's game, whether it's something like Top Trumps, where you try and figure out who's the strongest. Maybe it's bragging, my dad's stronger than your dad, my mom's a better cook than your mom. Maybe it's arguing with a friend, who makes the best clothes, or who's the best YouTuber, who's the best singer, or this is my favorite, which superhero would win. And sometimes if they're from different universes, Spider-Man versus Darth Vader, who do you reckon is going to win? Who votes for Spider-Man? Who votes for Darth Vader? And today we see in our passage a battle that takes place, a battle between Jesus and the devil, a cosmic battle. Satan versus God's son, Jesus, fighting it out, and round after round, blow after blow, we see a battle take place. The devil tempts Jesus with satisfying his hunger and proving that God trusts him and trying to give him power and getting him to take an easier way rather than the cross. And the question is Jesus going to win? We are told that Jesus is God's son, God's special servant, but more than that. The thing is, we have had other people in the Bible that have meant, we thought, is this God's special person? We've seen even kings put the Son of God, someone like David, a man after God's own heart. And how did they fare? We see that a fight goes throughout the Bible, of fighting and fighting and fighting and fighting. And again, people like David, people like Abraham, people like Moses, they get whacked. They don't win when it comes to the devil. They're still sinful. But Jesus, blow after blow, we see that he defeats the devil. We're told that Satan leaves him for a time and will come back to tempt him. We see him in the Garden of Gethsemane just before the cross. And the thing is, every single step of the way, Jesus succeeds where every other person in the universe has failed. He has victory over sin. So we've seen today our first point. Jesus is God's king. And secondly, we see Jesus is the champion. So as you go into a new year, as you go into a year ahead of uncertainty, you can hold on to these things. Even though the world looks like it's in chaos, God is in control. Jesus, king, is on the throne. And he cannot be defeated. No one can defeat him, not even the devil himself. He is the champion. And so, 2021, choose a side, your side, the devil going up against God and losing, or the champion side. You've got a champion in your corner, the king of the universe, fighting for you as a Christian. For those that aren't Christians, you're on your own. You're weak, not strong enough to defeat all the things that come at you in this world.
You need Jesus. All these heroes of the Bible still fell down to sin. What is sin? Someone said sin is I in the middle, I in, but it's anything else other than God in the middle. It might be entertainment, pleasure, relationships, romance, a job, academics, career, whatever it might be, other than God. And that's sin. And every single person in history, even the best people in the world, fail at this, except for Jesus. You say he goes toe to toe with the devil, proves himself again and again and again and again, even upright and up until the point of death when he dies on the cross. And says to God, not my will, but yours. And he does that for you. And so if you're a Christian and you've got that him dying for your sin, you can face 2021 with a secure confidence that whatever it faces, as Roman 8 says, neither height nor depth, present nor future, basically anything in all of the world will be able to separate you from God. So in 2021, will you have the champion king fighting with you?